I'm joined live over the phone today with the director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, Brian Nesbick. Good morning, Director Nesbick. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Duke. It's a beautiful sunny morning after a little bit of a snowy Sunday here in Cheyenne.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. We had kind of a running interview, I guess, with the previous director, and so it's good to have that at least going for this month. And let's first off just get to know you, Director, and tell us about your background. And you've been Director of the Game and Fish for a full year now, or at least close to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, a year ago yesterday, actually. So
wow, well, happy birthday yesterday, I guess. Happy director yeah. Director Day yesterday.
Yeah.
What were you before Director of Game and Fish?
Yeah, so I grew up in the agency as a game warden, and I worked all over the state. I was closest I came to your part of the world was I was the game warden in Pinedale for about 5 years from 2005 to 10. Worked in Cody, and then for about the previous 8 years before I was director, I served as the state's chief game warden down here in Cheyenne, and then appointed director about a year ago.
All right. Well, again, we're with Director Brian Nesbick this morning live on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, one of the big stories, not just in the state, but picked up some traction around the nation, was the National Park Service's plans to eliminate some unwanted goats in Grand Teton National Park, and not just trying to get rid of them, but the way they were trying to do it. And I know your office and the state wasn't too happy about the aerial gunning. Tell us how you heard about this, how closely you work with the National Park Service on these types of things, and how everything came to a head to it last week.
Yeah, you bet. So we've actually, the Park Service has been discussing their concerns about mountain goats and potential pathogens they can carry that are bad for bighorn sheep. They've been talking about that for 15 years. And so the discussion has gone on for quite some time, but they actually had a more formalized proposal here a couple, 3 years ago. We weighed in with them then and told them that, you know, we didn't try to weigh in on the science that they were using or their goal and objective, but rather the methods that they would use. And, you know, our recommendations were that they focused on methods to remove the mountain goats that were consistent with Wyoming values, and we emphasized either relocation or using, you know, their word is skilled volunteers, but to use hunters essentially to manage the mountain goats, as has been proven effective in our state for many, many years, over 100.
So were you caught off guard by their decision to go forward with it this winter, or did you see that coming?
No, you know, they had talked about it, but like I said, they've been talking about this for many years. And so, even, you know, right up into January, I wasn't 100% sure they were going to move forward with something. And when I learned that they were, I contacted them, I reached out, and I again reiterated the fact that I didn't think that it was a good idea to use aerial gunning to remove these mountain goats, and I asked them not to. Simultaneously, our commission, the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, was briefed on the issue at their January meeting, and they formally voted on and condemned the action. And following that, the Park Service indicated that they were still going to continue with their plan to aerial gun, but the operation was stalled for several days. And again, I wasn't 100% sure if it was going to move forward or not. After the operation had been delayed for a few weeks, we learned again that they were planning on moving forward. I got a text or a note the night before they were going to start, and I again contacted them and I asked them not to for the same reasons. They indicated they were going to continue, and then that's when I'm sure you saw and many of your listeners saw that the governor weighed in and in a formal way, asked again for them to stop.
Yeah, we know what happened from there as the higher ups got involved and asked for it to discontinue, but I do understand that the operation went forward for a short time and it did take place for a while. So what's the next step now? Now that they started it and then they were given the order to stand down because of the governor, sending in, you know, his thoughts on how everything was being handled. Now what's happening since that took place?
So, you know, I do want to say that I appreciate the fact that the Park Service did reconsider and ultimately make the decision to stop the aerial gunning operation. You know, our indication, I met with them again last week, the governor and I both did, and our indication from them is that they're not going to move forward with any more aerial gunning, but that they are going to look into the use of skilled volunteers or some of the other potential methods. And they expressed a real desire to work with us and listen to us. And I think that, you know, they've become very understanding of the fact that this is very sensitive with folks in our state, with our citizens in Wyoming. And again, I'm just glad that they're willing to work with us and listen to us on this.
Well, and the big issue, if I'm understanding correctly, from your department and from, you know, hunters around the state, it's just the ethics of it, right? The idea of being in a helicopter and gunning down the goats just ethically doesn't feel appropriate. Is that the basis of it?
Absolutely. Wyoming people, you know, have clearly expressed for many, many, many years that that's just not the way that they support wildlife management. It's, you know, it's the fact of, you know, the use of aerial gunning. It's the not being able to retrieve the carcass and put it to beneficial use. I mean, those are the things that concern people. And there certainly is some, you know, there are certainly people that believe or don't believe in the risk that may be posed by mountain goats to bighorn sheep. But really that, at the end of the day, that wasn't the focus of this controversy. It was more about the methods they were using to carry out a wildlife management objective that they had deemed was appropriate in the park.
Director Brian Nesbitt with us. So, Director, you mentioned the Park Service now more willing to come to the table and work with the state of Wyoming on a resolution. So do you anticipate a special hunt happening? And if so, is it still too early to say when that may take place and kind of how it would roll out?
Yeah, I think it's too early to speculate on exactly what this might look like. It wouldn't, you know, from what they've advised me, it would not look like a standard hunt, but it would include the use of people on the ground using more conventional hunting techniques than using a helicopter. So, I think that they've indicated us too that their time frame would be something next fall, but we really haven't talked a whole lot more details than that.
All right. Director Brian Nesbitt with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up and a little earlier on our guest interview segment. And, Director, we'll kind of transition here. And of course, the legislative session in full swing. Is there any bills or topics of discussion in Cheyenne with the legislative session that has the game and fish attention?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a budget session. And so a lot of the focus, from the committee has been from the legislature has been on the budget, but there have been a few game and fish bills. One that we have been interested in and followed throughout the interim study process with regards to bison licenses. And so many people probably don't know, but you know, you can, if you get sick or hurt, you can carry over your sheep license till the next year, but you can't do the same thing with a bison license. And it's just it's really kind of a simple definitional problem with the statutes. And so the legislature agreed and has they drafted a bill, and that bill is moving through to clarify that, to allow people to basically treat bison licenses just like we do other game animal licenses. There's another bill that's out there right now that provides, this is something also that the interim Travel Recreation Wildlife Committee was interested in, and that's a bill that would give the game and fish the ability to withhold specific identities of people who legally harvest wildlife. There have been some situations where, you know, people's names, we don't have an ability to hold back personal information on somebody who harvests an animal. And so there have been a few incidents that caused some concern there, and the legislature's interested in giving the commission that ability. And then, you know, there's a couple licensing bills that are, you know, not significant impacts to the department, but important. There's some changes to some of the lifetime license requirements and some other kind of minor bills. But for the most part, those are the bigger things that we've been watching, and it's winding down to a close now.
Right. Again, with Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director, really appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning while we have you on the air?
Oh, no, I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm looking forward, probably like a lot of your listeners, I'm looking forward to spring. And my understanding is there's quite a bit of snow in Star Valley right now. So
yes,
we're looking forward to spring. And you know, when the one good thing that comes with lots of water is it sure is good for wildlife. So
absolutely. Well, Director, again, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, Duke.
That's Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department live this morning on the SBI Radio Network.